It's a mega merger, and if it goes through, American Airlines will be the biggest in the world. The $11 billion deal will combine U.S. Airways and American, but flyers shouldn't notice much for months or years. Experts say the new company could operate as two separate airlines for quite some time.
And joining us to talk more about it, Jim Gelter from MarketWatch.com. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
Why do American and U.S. Airways think that this is such an important merger to carry out?
Well, it makes an awful lot of sense in terms of their ability to sort of blanket the country. They reach a lot of airports. It opens up a lot more international routes, especially for U.S. Airways. So, you know, if you just look at the network of routes that they that the two airlines currently have, they seem to mesh together pretty nicely.
Do these two airlines need to do this to be competitive?
Well, certainly size gives you an advantage in the marketplace, and so, yeah, I think that it does make a lot of sense for them to combine. It's something that people that watch the industry have been talking about for a long time, as if it were almost inevitable, and so now the inevitable has happened.
Well, give us an idea what this is going to mean to those of us who get on planes.
Well, I think you have to be a little bit wary of these deals as a consumer. More competition is usually better for consumers, and of course this merger means that there's going to be less competition. Some of the people that we've talked to have pointed out that about 70% of all air routes in the country are now held by just four airlines. So it's over time, probably not good news for the consumer. I think that, once they've completed their merger, you can expect them to use their clout in the marketplace to push for higher fares.
Now, this still isn't a done deal, right? Because American is under bankruptcy protection and U.S. Airways shareholders still have to vote on it.
That's right. But, you know, at this point, I think they're formalities. And one of the stumbling blocks in past airline mergers has been the unions. And right now, Americans' unions are all on board with this. So I have a hard time imagining that the regulators are going to clamp down on this one.
All right. Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your insight.
My pleasure.
Jim Gelter is with MarketWatch.com.